听力课堂，听 class.com。
Good morning, Mr. Wong. Do come in. Please take a seat. Right, let's see. You've already got a BA in history from Fudan University, and you've got 2 years work experience working as a civil servant. So, tell me, why do you want to do an MBA? Why now?
Well, I feel that it'll help me to develop in terms of my career. I'm interested in how organisations work. You know, the psychology and dynamics behind them. In fact, history has helped me a lot in my job. It gave me the ability to analyse the past. As I'm sure you know, the actual subjects you study at BA level doesn't really need to be in the same area as your job or your master's degree. The important thing is that it trains you to think critically and analyse things.
That's interesting. I agree with you. It's very important to have a critical awareness of things. Organisational theory is a big area though, isn't it? I mean, it covers everything from psychology to law and politics. What aspects are you particularly interested in? I mean, what have you read about the subject?
Well, I like those books by famous CEOs, and I subscribe to Business Week online.
Yes, well, I'm not talking about airport books. I'm more interested in what you know about the theory itself. I mean, what academic texts have you read?
Well, I did a couple of business studies modules as part of my BA, and we looked at Kotler and Erskine, business management. That was the standard text. Oh yes, and Handy, Charles Handy's book, Understanding Organisations, yes.
Ah, good. Handy is a standard text. Well, that's good. Could you tell me why you've applied to this university?
Well, your MBA has a good reputation. And the thing I really like about it is that it concentrates on China and the East Asia. I'm Chinese, and that's where my experience is.
Well, we see ourselves as being at the cutting edge here, as far as that is concerned. Yes. Mr. Wong, I'd like to know how you feel you would cope in an international classroom. Our program is very international here. 50% of our students come from East Asia, India, South America, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe. Add these to the home students and...
Well, I admit it will be a challenge, but I think I'm up to it. The government department I worked for was heavily involved in facilitating foreign direct investment in China, so I have had plenty of experience of dealing with foreigners using English.
And where do you see yourself in, say, 5 years' time after you have your MBA?
Well, there are two ways of looking at this. I think I could aim to progress through the government and end up in charge of a large department using what I have learnt on my MBA. Or I might move over to a private sector and do something else. Perhaps doing this programme will present me with opportunities I hadn't thought about before.